We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we are back. It is Marks and Reese in the envelope. Today, a Tennessee Titan in the envelope, playing for a pair of tickets to the Eagles and Tennessee Titans game Sunday, December 4th, 1 p.m., brought to you by the AAA Eagles MVP program. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and become an MVP like Ike Reese today.
That's right.
All right, it's pretty simple. You're going to ask a yes or no question to try to narrow it down. You give a guess. We answer, you give a guess. If you're correct, first person correct on the air wins the tickets. Pretty simple. A lot harder than we've proven in recent weeks. It's been hard for people out there, Ike Reese.
So yeah, wait till this one.
Let's get to it. Mark in Sewell, New Jersey. Mark, what is your question?
My first one. Did he play defense?
He did not play defense.
Chance Warmack?
Chance Warmack. All right, you're a listener.
The only bad signing of Howie's 2017 offseason.
Yes. Also played with the Eagles. Garrett has a Super Bowl ring with the Eagles.
I'm like, he did?
Garrett and Clayton. Garrett, what's your question?
All right, is he a receiver?
He is a receiver.
Is it Doriel Green Beckham?
Oh, is it DGB? Oh, what a guess!
That was mine. Who would have gotten it fast?
Kevin, that's why we didn't go with it. Kevin in Northeast Maryland. Kevin, it's been narrowed down here. What's your question?
That's awesome, because I had Doriel Green Beckham. That's awesome. All right, guys. Did this guy play with the Houston Oilers?
Did he play for the Houston Oilers?
I don't think so.
No.
No, how about that? Oh, man, you got me on that one. I got to go with, I'm throwing out Ernest Givens. I know it's wrong.
Who did?
They don't even know who Ernest Givens is.
Never heard of him. So they were the Tennessee Oilers?
Yes.
For one year?
Yeah. He played 1 year as the Tennessee Oilers, yes. So he did not play as a Houston Oiler.
Trick question there, yeah.
So is Ernest Givens, who were the three wide receivers that...
Oh, Givens, Haywood, Jeffries, and...
Was there another one?
Yeah, it's one more. Ernest Givens, Haywood, Jeffries. It's actually four of them. They ran that run and shoot.
The
offense.
Run and shoot, yep, where they had... Back then, to not have a fullback was criminal.
Nah, I can't even think. I should know who those receivers were.
I'm going to Google
it'll
it
come
later.
To me.
Yeah. Let's go to Ray. Ray's the Jersey Shore. Ray?
What up, boys? Great show today.
What's up, brother? What's your question?
What's up, Ray?
I'm just going to throw out a name. Was it Derek Mason?
Derek Mason. Yes.
D. Mace.
Incorrect.
Spartan dog.
Yeah, he's a good player, Derek Mason. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Nick in Wilmington. Nick, what's your question?
Did he play in the 80s?
He did not play in the 80s.
Oh, I have no clue. I don't know. Drew Hill.
He was one of the ones.
Drew Hill's is one of
yes.
them.
Yes.
Yes. As soon as he said it, I'm like, oh, that was That's him. That's one. Yeah. Drew Hill, yeah.
G in Lindenwood. G, what's your question?
Did he play on the Super Bowl team in 99?
He did play on the Super Bowl team.
That's a good question.
All right. 99.
I'm going to go with Frank Wycheck.
Is it Frank Wycheck, the wide receiver? No.
He's a tight end.
Right. Brandon and Chalfont. Brandon, what's your question?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
What's up, Brandon? Good.
Did he play – did he retire in 2000?
He did not retire in 2000, though.
Is it Yancey Thigpen?
Ooh. Yancey Thigpen. Great answer.
Yancey Thigpen. I remember that. I remember Yancey Thigpen.
Bill and Mickleton.
Played for Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah, say, do I remember him more? Yeah, it's about the same. Bill and Mickleton. Bill, what's your question?
What's up, guys? Did he, was he a quarterback?
He was not a quarterback, no.
Lorenzo Neal.
See, and Ike, this is why we make sure we tell people. It's important to listen to the previous questions and answers so you already know to have narrowed it down to a certain position.
Mm-hmm.
215-592-9494. Herb in Vineland. Herb, what is your question?
Was he on defense?
He was not on defense.
Let's go with Kevin Long.
Is it Kevin Long?
Phil's hitting coach. By the way, I think sometimes the callers get messed up from what I've heard because they're calling in
while they're getting it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, what are we supposed to do with that?
Yeah, there's not. I mean,
suck it up and have the radio on at the same time.
Right. Yes. You got to be
able
to.
Do you want to win or do you want to lose?
Yeah. Sean and Cherry Hill. Sean, what's your question?
Did he play tight end? I know you probably
played receiver. He played receiver. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone called
it's
him.
Been established. Receiver. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it Kevin Dyson?
Congratulations, Sean.
There you go, Sean. Kevin Dyson.
Congratulations, man.
I disbelieve.
Well, believe it. Who are you taking to the game, Sean?
My wife. She helped me out.
Nice.
Yeah. Your wife helped you out.
Was she Googling?
No, she just knows football better than I do.
Oh, right on.
I almost got a 10-incher. Long enough for you to Google.
What's your wife's name, Sean?
Kayla.
Kayla, congratulations.
Oh, yeah,
enjoy
congratulations.
The game.
Yes.
All right. Man, well, thank you so much, guys.
You got
right,
it. Hang on a second.
Enjoy the game Sunday.
There you go. Sean and Kayla. Going
now, Frank Wycheck was my first guest before I even knew what position he played because Wycheck has some Philadelphia ties.
Yes.
I knew he'd be too old for Jack to even know who the hell Frank Wycheck is.
Never heard of him.
Yes. Tight end. And
I don't care.
One of the most famous plays in Tennessee Titan history involved Frank Wycheck. Lorenzo Neal. No, who threw the ball? Wycheck threw the ball. Yes, Wycheck threw the ball to Kevin Dyson, who ran the Music City Miracle in for a touchdown against Buffalo.
Yep.
That was a forward pass that they called a lateral.
Correct. Correct. And why couldn't they resolve that via replay?
Well, I know they I still remember this game, too. They were replaying it and actually reviewed it, and they were trying to, like, draw the line from where the ball went and where it landed. See, back then, you could get away with he threw it backwards initially, but somehow the ball, Dyson caught it in front of where Wycheck was. So it looks like a forward pass, but he didn't really throw it forward.
He threw it backwards, but it ended up being a forward pass.
Yes, because everybody's on the move.
Right. Which is a forward pass.
Which is a forward pass, exactly.
Sorry. I mean,
that's
what
it was. Yeah,
it was. It was.
Yeah, it was a forward pass. It was. I remember that. Yeah.
Frank Wycheck is the pride of Archbishop Ryan. There you go. All right. Well, congratulations, Sean. I know that Jack's the pride of Ruston High School, Westchester Ruston. They went down to Upper Dublin. We previewed it last week. I had set the line at Upper Dublin -7 in the playoffs, and they won 21-17. So Ruston is out, Jack. I know you probably didn't even know that.
No, I knew it. I talked to the coach. I talked to Coach St. Clair on Friday. He was not happy with my my ripping of his old school style on the show.
Oh, you spoke to the coach after you ripped his?
Yeah.
Well, he's a legend.
Yeah. Well, listen. When the big dog's in town.
Oh, so it was Wednesday because he couldn't have called you on Friday because the game was Friday, but the last day we worked was Wednesday. Ah, all right.
Yeah, turkey trot on Thursday. I was random. They were practicing, and he wasn't happy, but he's fine.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, way to support your alma mater, Jack.
Well, I love him, but, push the ball down the field.
Mr. Temple in there, it's not like you support your alma mater.
No, they're not really my alma mater.
Also, you have no connection to Upper Dublin or whatever.
Sure I do.
Why?
What do you mean? It'd be like rooting for, like, Ike has his second and third and fourth teams?
You don't claim high schools.
Sure I do. Dave Sowers, who's an Upper Moreland guy, he was at the school when I was actually in school. He's their defensive coordinator. Met a couple people from the coaching staff when I was out at McGurk's.
There you go.
They're in the same conference and they're rivals with Upper Moreland, but then I root for them when they make the playoffs.
So you're like when you root for the Big Ten when they reach the
Well, I mean, I wouldn't root for the Cowboys or the Giants, but in high school football I root for them over some other team from Harrisburg.
What's the school in Collegeville?
It's Springford.
Okay, you can root for Springford.
I'm Springford, yes.
Upper Moreland, that's it.
No, I know. I'm pulling for Upper Dublin. That's my team. And shout out to Upper Dublin. Dave Sowers, and I don't know who the head coach is, but
Shout out, man.
Yeah, and all my other guys up there.
It's okay to root for everybody.
Yeah, come on, Jack.
I just think you got bought off. They talked to you one time in the Gurks, and now you're like Mr. Upper Dublin.
No. My friend was also the transferred to Upper Dublin, was the mascot in high school.
Ah.
Oh, that's a good connection.
He was the Cardinal.
Now, did he have to flap his wings the whole game?
Yep.
The St. Joe's
Hawk? Well, no, they don't do the stupid, the hawk never dies, and you have to have some poor person in a mascot uniform. Yeah, come on. The hawk's dead, by the way, if you haven't noticed.
Oh, God.
Since Phil Martelli
let go. So the Big Five.
Yeah, how about that? Before we get to the Marks and Reese text line, there were hundreds on hand last night to see a Big Five doubleheader. Huh. LaSalle and Temple was the main of it. Who did Drexel? I don't even know who Drexel played. That's not Big Five. That's City Six.
Was it Penn? I don't know.
Whatever. But yeah, and Temple's actually good. Temple's pretty good this year. Like, give shout out to Aaron McKee, even though I'm not paying much attention to it. Villanova's not good this year though. So there you go. All right, there's your Big Five talk. Were you glued to the game last night? I don't even know if it was on TV.
What game?
The Big Five game last night.
No.
Did you know
I was glued to the damn Sixers game last night? I was going through that trauma.
Oh, that was trauma.
Watching that game, yeah.
That was trauma.
You're trying to hope. I'm sitting here trying to hope Embiid gets to 25 points, which is the only reason why I'm watching the game last night.
I was going to say. Gotcha.
Yes, of course.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
There you have it. We'll finish up on the phone lines after we hit the Marks and Reese text line, which is brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Maggie's Waterfront Cafe this Friday night for the Bud Light Eagles pep rally and win tickets to see the Birds take on Tennessee at the Link. Text line, Jack. Text line.
If the Eagles lose this week to the Titans, all Coach Sirianni has to say is this was a scheduled loss, and everyone will calm down. Steve, the mailman.
Yeah, could be.
Doesn't work for the Eagles.
Well, or if
it does not work for the Eagles.
If they win the next three games, the scheduled loss will be Christmas Eve at Dallas. Mm. Would you agree?
And that won't make anybody happy.
No, it won't, but...
Yeah, losing to Dallas on Christmas Eve.
It will not make people happy.
It will not make people happy.
No, but you lose one of these games in the next few weeks and then lose to the Cowboys, you could be talking losing the NFC East.
That's true.
Man. All right, what's next?
Man, I wish this guy would freaking turn already. His turn signal's been on for like 5 minutes. Britton Covey in his white Audi SUV.
He's behind Herb.
I think he's behind Herb.
Yeah.
Herb yesterday on the phone with us had the left-hand turning signal on for at least 3 minutes straight. And we all heard it. And then finally Ike's like, man, would you turn that turn signal off? What are you doing? And then you could picture Herb driving in the left lane, not knowing his left-hand turn signal's on.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was Herb yesterday. All right, what's next?
What do you have against cigars, Jack? Don't ever come to a Phillies game again. John Middleton at his cigar factory.
Yeah, how about that? Listen, yeah, Mr. Anti-Cigar, yeah.
They're going to pay for Trey Turner. That's all.
He sold. He no longer owns the cigar company.
More fun to think of as a cigar type.
But I doubt he's anti-cigar based on him making his billions on the...
I don't think he's anti-cigar,
tobacco company. All right, what's next?
Now, do you guys see why I wanted this guy out of Alabama? Devontae at the NovaCare.
Oh.
Hold on. Who is he saying? What?
Jalen.
He forced Jalen out of Alabama for Tua.
Oh, stop, man.
Oh, hold on. That's just what the texter said.
Yeah, we're not saying that.
Trouble in paradise?
But, I mean, is Devontae Smith happy with the number of receptions that he's and targets he's getting this year? Now, I'm not going to blame Jalen Hurts. I'm going to blame the offense and the running offense here. But, you know. All right, what's next?
Yeah, there's no trouble in paradise. Everything's cool.
I hope so. What's next?
I'm back, baby. You guys miss me? Doc scheduling a loss in Cleveland.
Text line. Yep. Where was the last scheduled loss? Was that Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he just doesn't like that. That
he's not a Midwest guy.
Yeah, that area.
He's it's just, cold.
Yeah, cold. It's cold. Not much to do after.
I heard he hates Cincinnati. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, there's no golf courses. I mean, well, there probably is golf courses.
That's why his game's
not right
so
now.
Yes,
he can't golf in the morning. So
right,
you
exactly.
Know.
He know what to do with himself right now.
All right. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers Men's Night Out. It's back December 15th. Do all your holiday shopping in one night and do it at Mark's Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. I will be there shopping myself for it. Check them out online. More details, marks-jewelers.com. Let's go to Kyle in Reading, Pennsylvania. Kyle's a Titans fan. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey.
What's up, Kyle?
So I've been listening to y'all for a few years now. I've moved to the Reading area about 12 years ago from Memphis, and I'm a diehard Titans fan, diehard Memphis Grizzlies fan. And one correction, they played as the Tennessee Oilers for 2 years.
Oh.
One year in Memphis, and another, and the second year was at Vandy Stadium.
At Vanderbilt, yeah.
And then the year after that, the year they went to the Super Bowl was the first year they were called the Tennessee Titans. I think that you know, I think y'all have a game coming. I mean, I am nervous for this game. I know we're in a bad division, so I'm not worried about us making the playoffs. But I think that y'all may have your hands full, and I mean, I hope you do in one regard. I hope to be at the game. I was going to try. I kept calling in, but it kept getting the busy signal because I knew the question or the answer was going to be Kevin Dyson before I even heard of it. But
sniffed this out. All right.
Anyway, I enjoy listening to y'all. I mean, I have an hour commute from Reading to Bethlehem 3 days a week, so you're the only station I get that doesn't fade out. So, and I think it's funny when y'all have that other dude from Tennessee who comes on. You could tell he's from East Tennessee just by the way he talks. East Tennessee and West Tennessee are vastly different.
Oh, so he has an Eastern Tennessee accent. What? How can you tell the difference between an East Tennessee and a West Tennessee accent?
The way he says, fellers. And how you doing? Yeah, it's Friday, and you know the way he pronounces there's certain things, you could tell he's from East Tennessee. And
yeah, it's kind of like being from Western Pennsylvania versus Eastern Pennsylvania.
Sure, you can definitely
yins versus yous.
Yeah,
no, the Pittsburgh accent, the haunt. Mm-hmm. You can definitely hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, we can tell the difference between sections of the city. Something like Jack can sniff out a Delco. Like, he knows where in Delco someone's calling.
Well, and North. I've become a personal fan of the Northeast accent.
Me too.
What's that sound like?
It's kind of Delco, but it's a little bit more direct.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah.
Give me a little bit.
Like, a little aggressive. I don't know if I can do it.
It's more aggressive than a Delco accent.
You know, the reason I know is because the one video is like, Bleat Night, Port Richmond. And I was like... They're very proud.
And then we
Delco Northeast, very proud.
I would say areas. Lower Bucks County and Delco are similar, and then Northeast is like Jack said, a little bit more aggressive and direct. So that's the difference. Mm-hmm. Brian in Florida is calling us. Brian, go ahead. How are you?
Hi.
What's up, Brian?
I'm John.
Hi.
Good evening.
What's up, brother?
How you guys doing?
Good.
All right. I just want to nominate Jack Fritz as Flapjack. Because he flip-flops like an IHOP.
Oh, wow. Jack's getting criticized. All right.
Good accusation.
Is there something specific that has angered you, Brian?
Well, I mean, Jack wanted to trade like 10 first-rounders for any other quarterback in the league before the season got started.
Yeah, yeah, so did I. Yeah, so did I.
And then everything gets real hot, and then all of a sudden it's just gone to crap. And it's over.
I mean, I don't think, Brian, I don't know. I don't think Jack feels – he's not negative on the Eagles right now. He's concerned with how important this game is on Sunday, and if there's a loss, could it start some losses? Could it start kind of changing the – you could very easily still have 13 wins and not win the division. Mm-hmm. Imagine that, having 13 wins and not having a home playoff game. It could happen.
Yep.
The construct of how it happens, though. I mean, we are so beat up, it's unreal. Unreal.
Who's beat up? The Eagles are injured, beat up?
Yes, on defense, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, and then there's JG, and, you know, he's like the anti-Jim Johnson, so that doesn't really help when you're...
Happy Monday.
All right, all right. All right, Brian, appreciate it. Jack has, for the most part, been a positive Eagles fan this season. I mean, you react with new information, and if it can be week to week. If there's a bad loss or a rough stretch, you change your opinion. And you're entitled to do that.
Well, but if he's a positive Eagle fan, he finds the positivity regardless every week, not change because it didn't go that way. So you can't just be positive when it's obvious to be positive, but with the first opportunity to be negative, you jump into that as well. So I wouldn't necessarily say Jack is a negative Eagles fan, but I would say Jack is more of a skeptical Eagles fan. Yes,
fair-weathered?
Yes.
It's not fair-weathered. It's just like, here's my thing, is that, like, honestly, the overwhelming positivity around the Eagles drove me nuts.
Yeah, he's uncomfortable with that for sure.
I'm with him.
And honestly, I picked some flaws. I watch enough football.
I mean, you two are pretty much alike. You just kind of throw Jack out there in front so he can take bullets.
Oh, no, I mean, listen, when someone wants to shoot him, that's fine. He can take the bullets. I get people complaining all the time about me. So, yeah, I mean, listen, it is what it is. And as far as Russell Wilson and all the quarterbacks I wanted, it's true. Yes, I wanted them all. I wanted to trade all the draft picks. Like, every last one of them. Now, Jack also went, if the Eagles don't draft Malik Willis, they'll be making a huge mistake, right?
Well, and Malik's heating up.
Well, listen, I still like his potential, but you could have gotten him in the third round. We were both ready to take him in the fifth, top five.
I thought he was trending in that direction, honestly. Bad read of the market by me. Well. Hand up.
And by the way,
he might develop in 5 years.
And by the way, the quarterback that I wanted to trade all of our draft picks for, Russell Wilson, had a birthday party last night, and only half the team attended the birthday party.
Yeah, I didn't really.
He's a loser.
So you didn't think that was a big deal?
It's not. Actually, it's a good thing. How many people you think are coming to a birthday? He's not 10 years old. Like, you think the whole team is coming to a birthday party?
I heard some other ex-NFL players say today,
what are you talking about?
Not everybody socially hangs out or is close.
No, or everybody doesn't go to a birthday party. Doesn't care if it's the quarterback or whomever. It depends on how close you are with the guy. So getting half the team to show up, that's pretty good. You throw in some coaches who may have come. You throw in some other – you got equipment managers. You got training staff people. I mean, who did Sierra invite? Did she invite everybody in the organization?
According to reports, I don't know.
Saying, when you say team, she's talking about players. But, right. I what players needed to show up in order or how many players needed to show up to be – I think this is blown out by the media. I don't really know if this Sierra tweet out something that she was upset that only half the players showed up.
I only read a headline about it.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I don't see anywhere where she's complaining about it. I think that's somebody who took a leap of faith and said, the narrative is his teammates don't like him. Only half of them showed up to the birthday party. Are you kidding me? I've had birthdays every year that I've been playing football. You think everybody showed up to help me celebrate a birthday?
No.
No. It doesn't. Put it this way. If somebody here had a celebrating a birthday, depending on who it is and your relationship with him, you think everybody in this damn office is going to celebrate that person's birthday?
No.
Nope.
Right?
Well, I mean, and like, is it convenient? Or like, what night are you doing it? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Well, you know you're not. You got kids, you got a family, you got everything else. That's my whole point, is that everybody's not showing up to a birthday party.
I would agree.
He's not 10 years old where you need to complain such and such didn't bring their kids to the birthday party.
Mm. It's a storyline compared to Kevin Costner in that draft movie. I've never seen it. Uncle Jamie texted me.
As long as Sierra had hired a good DJ, and the food was good, and you got adult beverages, man, everybody at the party is straight.
Mm. There you go.
What is Russell looking for?
Yeah.
I have to say, what is Sierra looking for? If you need the whole team to show up to the party.
Subway subs at the party, the danger sub or whatever it is. Who is coming up? Because Joe Giglio's not in tonight, Jack Fritz. Who's coming up next?
Sean Bell and Howard Eskin.
Sean Bell and is riding with the king. Howard Eskin, dope. Sean Bell coming up next. Sean takes you through the rest of the night and Thursday night football. Everybody enjoy. They're coming up next. And we will talk to you tomorrow on a Football Friday. Everybody have a great night. We'll talk to you then. Listen, if you're dealing with pain, constant pain, maybe it comes and it goes, but it affects your life, right? And your knees and your backs, wherever it is. All right. It doesn't have to keep you from doing what you love. It's the, if it's affecting your life, if you can't exercise the way you like to, if you can't get around, maybe it affects your job because of pain, relationships, sleeping, whatever it is, QC Kinetics is here to help. They're using advanced medicine to restore and repair damaged joint tissue, giving you your life back. So your hips, your shoulders, your elbows, they can all be treated with natural biologics from your own body. Powerful healing agents, highly concentrated. So if you've been doing the steroid shots and they're not working and you're trying to avoid surgery, before you do any of that, you should call QC Kinetics to get a free consultation. You can learn about these exciting new cutting-edge treatments for pain caused by arthritis or injury. Whatever it is, there's no drugs, there's no pain meds, there's no downtime. It's an all-natural treatment that is getting lasting results, and people are raving about it. Call now. Appointments are available for the coming week. QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.